Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. As has been the theme over the last week or so, we're going to take a quick look at Little League Baseball. It's an exciting time of year in the Owens Valley as Bishop still has three teams with bracket status. The Bishop 14U team, led by coaches Jim Moffitt and Chuck Godey, will defend their home turf against a dreaded Quartz Hill squad that just demolished West Lancaster and American Indian down in the Southern D5-1 tournament last week. This looks like it could be a good series. Bishop is loaded with talent, led by the likes of Knox Moffitt, Charlie Butler, and Augie Vinker in the middle of their lineup, and leadoff man Hunter Daly, who always seems to find himself on third with nobody out. The boys from B-Town are really good at jumping all over a starter and keeping their foot on the gas. Bishop is actually talented top to bottom, but they will have their hands full against perennial powerhouse Quartz Hill, who hasn't lost a D5-1 tournament game in 7 years. The two will square off in Bishop on Wednesday, July 5th for the D5-1 title. That game is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. On July 8th, the 12U Bishop All-Stars will take on the winner of a Tehachapi vs. West Lancaster matchup that will take place on the 6th of July. That tourney will be hosted by Quartz Hill and will decide the D5-1 championship. And also on July 8th, and also in Quartz Hill, the Bishop 10U team will begin its march towards a D5-1 championship as well. Standing in their way in the first game is the Quartz Hill A team. Again, that game is scheduled for July 8th at 3 o'clock. Incidentally, the 10Us took on a team from Ridgecrest this past Saturday in a scrimmage, and it was a barn burner. The game lasted over 3 hours in the midday summer heat, with Bishop shortstop Hunter Barnes scoring on a wild pitch to end the game in walk-off fashion by a score of 21-20. Barnes was 3-for-5 with 3 runs scored out of the leadoff spot. Eli McIntosh was 4-for-4, and Ethan Fuller went 3-for-4 in the win. In big league news, the Los Angeles Dodgers will be well-repped in next Tuesday's All-Star game in Seattle. After Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and J.D. Martinez were named starters last Thursday, the remaining roster was filled over the weekend. Clayton Kershaw will join battery mate Will Smith on the National League team to bring the number of Dodger players on the team to 5. This will be Kershaw's 10th All-Star bid. Will Smith will be making his first All-Star appearance. In spite of it all, the Dodgers dropped 2 out of 3 to the Royals over the weekend. After winning 9-3 on Friday, Mookie Betts was 4-for-4 with 2 homers. The Dodgers dropped the next two 6-4 on Saturday and 9-1 on Sunday. Julio Urias finally returned to the mound on Saturday. He'd been out since mid-May with a sore hammy. There were signs of rust in his return, however, as he lasted only 3 innings, giving up 5 earned. But the Dodgers will be glad to have him back as they remain 3 games back with the National League West leading Arizona Diamondbacks. Tonight, the Dodgers will embark on a 4-game series with the Pirates. Clayton Kershaw was scheduled to pitch, but Dodger manager Dave Roberts acknowledged on Sunday that inflammation in his left shoulder could require a short stint on the DL. An announcement will be made today regarding his status. If Kershaw can't go tonight, the Dodgers are expected to recall Michael Grove to make the start. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.